USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the economy is on the minds of many, President Biden says you have more money in your pocket thanks to him.
Wages are up thanks to the American Rescue Plan. We've delivered significant tax cuts for families raising kids. Tax cuts and rising wages for middle-class families mean the Americans on average have about $100 more in their pockets every month.
Biden adding every country in the world is grappling with high prices as they recover from the pandemic. Police say the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about his plans to kill his classmates. The teenager is accused of killing four students and injuring seven others Tuesday at Oxford High School north of Detroit. His charges include four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. He will be tried as an adult. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. Capital One is getting rid of its overdraft fees. Retail banking customers who belong to Cap One won't have to pay the fees that can be up to $35 for each time it happens. A spokesperson for the company saying they'll lose around $150 million in revenue each year because of the decision to get rid of the fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Dr. Oz announces his bid for a Pennsylvania Senate seat.
America's known him for years as Dr. Oz. Now he wants to be Senator Oz. Or would that be Senator Dr. Oz? In any case, the TV personality and celebrity surgeon Mehmet Oz has announced he's running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican to represent a district near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He says while he has lived in New Jersey until not long ago, it's not like he's a carpetbagger.
I grew up just across the border south of Philadelphia. I went to medical school at Penn in Philadelphia. I went to business school at Wharton in Philadelphia. I became home a year ago. It feels good to be back.
Issues he says he'll focus on: school safety, job creation, and he's critical of COVID-19 mandates and lockdowns. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has ordered all National Guard and Reserve troops to get COVID-19 vaccines or face a loss of pay. The order comes as the Pentagon is engaged in a battle with the Oklahoma National Guard over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Austin saying the Pentagon will enforce the mandate even while the guardsmen are on state duty, though Governor Kevin Stitt, Republican of Oklahoma, argues the opposite. Actor Alec Baldwin is giving his first sit-down interview since the deadly shooting on the Rust movie set. Baldwin sitting down with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.